Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Thursday, September 17th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, highlights from Operation Money Bomb 2015 as InfoWarriors across the globe unite to take the operation to the next level.
This is urgent. InfoWars means just what it says. It's about information, not propaganda.
Who else is going to put Patriot Television on worldwide? Who else is going to fight the New World Order? Who else is going to tell you there's cancer viruses in the vaccines and that they're going to have CIA operatives brainwashing the local TV station people into taking over?
Plus, Donald Trump links vaccines to autism during the GOP debate.
Donald Trump is making an epic statement about the connection of autism and vaccines.
2 years old, 2.5 years old, the child, a beautiful child, went to have the vaccine and came back and a week later got a tremendous fever.
All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
We've reached a critical juncture in the globalist program. That's why we're launching Operation Money Bomb 2015. And with the money we raise from this, we will be able to stay on the satellites and get on cable stations across North America, reaching tens of millions of more people right at the time they're receptive and looking for answers. So join us this September 16th and 17th. We're charging up, getting ready, and going in.
This is a different kind of question. Let's hear this.
It's really damaged our inner cities. Not only do the drugs damage them, we damage them again by incarcerating them and then preventing them from getting employment over time. So I don't think that the federal government should override the states. I believe in the 10th Amendment, and I really will say that the states are left to themselves.
I want to give that.
Now they're going to go to Chrissy, I guarantee you.
That you called a hypocrite an opportunity to respond. Do you want to identify that person?
Well, I think if we left it open, we could see how many people smoked pot in high school.
Is there somebody you were specifically thinking of?
Well, you know, the thing is,
about me.
Yeah, I was talking
about... That's what I thought, but I wanted to make it easier for him.
Yeah. Okay.
And I just did.
Governor Bush, please.
So 40 years ago, I smoked marijuana. And I admit it. I'm sure that other people might have done it.
Now, this is the true confessions part of the reality TV show.
My mom's not happy that I just did. That's true. But here's the deal.
He should have lost his right to vote. He should have been put in jail for 20 years.
Epidemic of drugs that goes way beyond marijuana. What goes on in Colorado, as far as I'm concerned, that should be a state decision. But if you look at the problem of drugs in this society today, it's a serious problem. Rand, you know this because you're campaigning in New Hampshire like all of us, and you see the epidemic of heroin, the overdoses of heroin that's taking place. People's families are
coming from Afghanistan.
Yeah, which is why we're protecting it.
Who's guarding those opium fields?
Yeah, no vacuum there except in some noses and hypodermic needles, right?
Yeah.
Drug courts to give people a second chance. That's the best way to do this.
But let me respond. The thing is that in Florida, Governor Bush campaigned against medical marijuana. That means that a small child like Morgan Hintz that has 500 seizures a day is failing on 9 traditional medications, is not allowed to use cannabis oil, and that if they attempt to do that in Florida, they will take the child away, they will put the parents in jail.
Yes.
And that's what that means. If you're against allowing people to use medical marijuana, you'll actually put them in jail.
Right,
and actually, under the current circumstances, kids who had privilege go to jail, but the poor kids in our cities go to jail. I don't think that's fair, and I think that we need to acknowledge it, and it is hypocritical to still want to put poor people in jail.
I don't want to put poor people in jail, Rand.
Well,
and Mike,
you put more people in jail.
Yeah. When the legislature passed the bill to deal with that very issue.
We have more people in jail than China does. They've got 4 times the population, 5 times the population.
Many people under mandatory minimums.
Right. But not his daughter.
Not his daughter, not him.
But let's, that means you'll put people in jail.
He'll put sick people in jail, but of course when he uses it recreationally, it has no consequences.
That's true. Go ahead, Christine, please.
You know, I enjoyed the interplay. Thank you, gentlemen. I just say this.
I'm the prosecutor.
You know, first off,
I want to put everybody in jail.
Is the first state in the nation that now says if you are a nonviolent, non-dealing drug user, that you don't go to jail for your first offense. You go to mandatory treatment. You see,
I think we ought to put mandatory treatment for people who overeat.
I think you need to be pro-life for more than just the time in the womb. It gets a lot tougher.
It's not his fault. He doesn't have any control. It's the spoon's fault. The spoon and fork force its way into his mouth. And
we should jail the farmers,
Joe. He is now a result of having, you know, these dangerous spoons and forks coming. I think we should ban spoons and forks so we can stop obesity because it's not about self-control.
That's right.
What about chopsticks and straws, though?
I need my sushi.
We should jail the farmers who grew the food for Chris Christie as well.
Well, you know, they
got Twinkies.
They want to jail you if you transport the raw milk across state lines.
So that's right.
They're already halfway there.
Yeah, you may respond, and then I'll bring in you, Ms. Fiorina.
People ask him how he's going to shut down
from Subway.
Well, and the point is, you don't have to smoke marijuana. And the way that they're using it now in pills and things like that, it's not a gateway drug. It's just, would go into Colorado, I get so frustrated with that.
And if you're breaking any federal law on marijuana, even though the state law allows it, he would put you in jail.
Yes.
If a young mother is trying to give her child cannabis oil for medical marijuana for seizure treatment, he would put her in jail if it violates federal law. I would let Colorado do what the 10th Amendment
says. He could shake his head no, but that's exactly, Rand Paul is exactly right for
it. He said it out of his own mouth.
Yep.
Crime was supposed to be left to the states. Colorado's made their decision, and I don't want the federal government interfering and putting moms in jail who are simply trying to get medicine for their kid.
And Senator Paul
and we've had plenty of families moving to Colorado.
In Jersey,
but
we have medical marijuana.
Rand Paul's not perfect, but man, he is nailing it in this issue.
Not medical marijuana.
He's nailing it.
Much further step beyond. This is recreational use of marijuana. This is much different. And so while he'd like to use a sympathetic story to back up his point, it doesn't work. I'm not against medical marijuana. We do it in New Jersey. But I am against the recreational use of marijuana. If he wants to change the federal law, get Congress to
How about the recreational use of Twinkies?
And get a president to stop.
Yeah, just think about all the marijuana edibles that you're denying yourself, Christy.
It's not your decision. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows you to do it, Christy.
Contradicts the federal
Where's your prohibition
He's
amendment?
He's saying he will send the federal government in, and he will enforce the federal law. That's not consistent with the 10th Amendment. It's not consistent with states' rights. And it's not consistent with a conservative vision for the country. I don't think we should be sending the federal police in to arrest a mother and separate them from their child for giving a medicine to their child for seizures.
And Jake, I want to
bring in Ms. Fiorina. I want to bring in Ms.
Fiorina. It's been done over and over again, Christy, by people like you.
That I am the only person on this stage who can say this, but I know there are millions of Americans out there who will say the same thing. My husband Frank and I buried a child to drug addiction.
Oh my God.
So, we must invest more.
What kind of drug?
Overdose of marijuana or what? I don't know.
I agree with states' rights, but we are misleading young people when we tell them that marijuana is just like having a beer. It's not. And the marijuana that kids are
let me chime in here. How many people have buried a child or a family member or a parent because of the war on drug? Because police, SWAT teams killed them.
Mm-hmm.
Innocent people. Even people who were smoking something recreationally. Should that be a death sentence in America?
Right.
And we need to understand that this war on drugs came from a United Nations agenda, just like Agenda 21. They created an agenda in 1961, complete with four schedules. Schedule 1 drugs were drugs that said they had no medical use whatsoever. Marijuana was put into that. And the fact that they have medical marijuana exemptions puts a lie to the fact that marijuana is still a Schedule 1. But it goes worse than that. Worse than that. We have two constitutional amendments out of 20-something that are about prohibition. We had one that made alcohol prohibited alcohol. That didn't help anybody. We have people who are dying every year from alcohol overdoses. College students every fall will go to college, get away from their parents, and overdose on alcohol. We could tell sob stories about that. It's a very sad situation. But alcohol prohibition did not stop it. It made it worse.
Right.
And it was done, though, with a constitutional amendment because we used to have people that gave a flying whatever about the Constitution. We don't have anybody like that anymore. They could care less what's in the Constitution. Where's their constitutional amendment? The constitutional amendment with 10 and with 9, those amendments say that the government doesn't have any powers that weren't directly given to them. We just had these guys quote that about certain issues, but not about the war on drugs, not about the UN's war on drugs. This is a UN agenda that these conservatives are pushing on you. It has killed millions of people in America and across the world. Far more than that, look at the war in Mexico. That is a war on drugs. You want to talk about all the violence coming across? Let's talk about the roots in the war on drugs. That war on drugs, these people have pushed from the UN, has created the violence in Mexico. Tens of thousands of people have died there. More people have died there than in Afghanistan. And you want to talk about these dangerous drug cartels coming across? They were created by our war on drugs. That's the truth of what's going on here. It's far worse than what they're talking about. Rand Paul did a great job with that. It's great to see him lay that down on Jeb Bush and on Chris Christie, the privilege of Jeb Bush and the criminality of that prosecutor, Chris Christie, that disgusting.
The war on drugs has definitely destroyed a lot of families and their futures.
He's almost worse than Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Chris Christie is one of those guys, when I see him, it really upsets my stomach to close to the level of a Hillary Clinton or a Lindsey Graham.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Out of control. And the fact that Carly Fiorini is going to come in there and start bringing up how she lost someone due to addiction when it probably is something like heroin, crack, cocaine, something like that. It's not pot. They're diverting from it. It's a bait and switch. We're like, okay, look at this. We're talking about pot. Let me go over here to this extreme thing that happened.
Yes.
It takes away from the focus about the positive uses for marijuana. The reason they don't want you to have it is because it works.
Yeah.
They don't want you to have something that you can grow in your backyard that can help you or your child.
Yeah,
just
and has so many different uses. And meanwhile, the opium is like one of the number one ingredients in most of the pharmaceutical drugs that they push on people.
And they push on troops that deploy.
Right.
When they're under extreme amounts of stress and pressure in combat scenarios, they push opium products on them, and then when they bring them back home, they go, hey, we're going to start doing urine tests. Mm. If you test positive for any kind of opiates, we're going to kick you out, take your benefits, and everything you just did for your country is out the window. Meanwhile, illegals are going to come in. They're going to get health care. They're going to get education. They're going to get treated like heroes when the heroes are being drugged up by the government.
You're under arrest. This is Germany. The Stasi has been hired.
Oh, here
You're
comes Alex.
You're not allowed to criticize the illegal alien invasion from the Middle East or anywhere else. Europe's free. That's why you're arrested, Joe Biggs. You're now under EU control.
Again, this is the 28-hour... Money Bomb from InfoWars, the 2015 Money Bomb. We're trying to reach 400 million people, trying to raise $1 million. We just had a contribution. They brought in to me a $500 contribution from Rila N in California. Thank you so much, Rila. Thank you so much for supporting us with that. That's a large donation. Most of our donations are very small, and we appreciate that. That's the kind of support that we see happening all the time, a lot of small donations. Thank you so much again. That was $500 from Rila N in California. If you can contribute, that number is 888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. We also have, if you're not able to just make an outright donation, we will help you as a sign of our appreciation for your support in the past. We are offering discounts. We're offering free shipping throughout the 28 hours of the Money Bomb, as well as discounts. We have a special discount. Special products are going on discount right now. We have 30% off of Super Male Vitality until 10 p.m. Let's go back to the debate and see what's going on here. We got a back and forth between Don Trump and Chris.
When John Kennedy was elected president in 1960, it was 26%. Harvard and Dartmouth says that Social Security is going to go insolvent in 7 to 8 years. So what I say is very simple. We need to save this program for the good people out there who have paid into the system and need it. And if that means making sure that folks like Donald and many of us on this stage don't get it, that's the right thing to do. Because here's what Hillary Clinton's going to want to do. She's going to want to put more money into a system that has already lied to us and stolen from us.
Let's understand that Social Security was a lie from the beginning. The first place that it was put in was in Germany by Bismarck. He picked the age of 65 because that was a life expectancy at the time. You understand the Ponzi scheme involved in this? And so now we got Chris Christie and these other guys. They keep raising the age every year. That's the way they're going to do it because guess what? People are starting to collect some on it. We can't have that happen.
Starting to live longer.
Exactly. Why should we mean test something that they've been taking 15% out of our payroll the entire time that we've worked? especially on the lower end, on the poor people. They've taken 15% out of the payroll. I think anyone who's put into Social Security ought to be given that back. That's part of a deal. They told people about it. Let people opt out at an earlier age. Let people opt out at any age if they want to. That's the, but people that have been forced to contribute to this, you don't take it away unless you're somebody like Chris Christie. There's plenty of things where they could cut instead of cutting the promises that they've made to people.
The Reagan way. Because we're not going to destroy our economy the way the left-wing government that we are under now wants to do. We're
not citing George Shultz.
Well, he may have lined up with their positions on this issue, but here's the bottom line. Every proposal they put forward are going to be proposals that will make it harder to do business in America, that will make it harder to create jobs in America. Single parents are already struggling across this country to provide for their families.
Take out an insurance policy to respond to climate change?
Yeah,
just in case it's real?
Yeah.
Let's destroy the economy just in case?
Right.
That's CNN for you.
It's not going to...
That's Jake Tapper. Thank you, Jake.
Yeah.
Hey,
the way they could bring it up.
Hey, I'm sorry. I got to say something really quick. This is hilarious. This guy just tweeted us.
Yeah.
Walter Hargis. He says, Chrissy is right. If people smoke weed, they get the munchies, which leaves him nothing. So that's why he's against marijuana, guys. Chris Christie doesn't want you to get the munchies because you're going to eat the Twinkies, the sandwiches, all that stuff, and it's going to leave him without anything.
Well, Chris Christie clearly has not experienced any of the edibles that are out there.
So. Chris Krispy Kreme.
He might be for it if he...
Chris Krispy Kreme. That's a t-shirt we need right there.
Take a bite out of crime.
Hey, I need to go get that Donald Trump poster real quick and show it.
Yeah.
That you have on your desk. You want me to get it?
Yeah, go get that. Yeah. We shall overcome.
You got it? All right. Darren McBreen's bringing it over here. Say hey, Darren.
Where are we at? Where's
right here. Camera's right there.
Hey, there it is.
All right. So, go ahead and explain this, David. This is yours.
Yeah, that was a gift to me. People know how much I like Donald Trump. It's a poster along the lines of the one that was that made Obama famous, and the motto is "We shall overcome," and it says there will be hell to pay.
There will be hell
to
pay.
T-O-U-P-E-E.
That's right. That's a hairpiece, and it's got a great little icon down at the bottom, which I think he really ought to make his logo. Although people have had I think it was Wired magazine took the Obama logo, you know, the O with the American flag down the bottom corner. They rotated that 180 degrees and changed the colors, and it looks like a Donald Trump's comb coming down.
Comb over.
But you know, there's something far more to that I think is interesting, and that is the fact that one of the things that we were concerned about with Obama when he ran was the fact there was this cult of personality. The people were so willing to buy into him, and as they ask you the question about feminists, you know, who gave a pass to the jihadis and that sort of thing. It's because if you criticize Hillary Clinton, they immediately, Joe, say that you are a sexist.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com. Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different hemp cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The core of what's going on. They are observing us now, Alex. You have to understand, everything that we are saying is being monitored. You know, when the Pope resigned, what happened in the Vatican, there was a big storm and there was a lightning that just went on top. You see, like this night, there's a lightning, you see? Experts from the Vatican themselves admitted there is a very close link between pedophilia and Satanism. Then they used to have these ambulances, these fake ambulances parked in front of Termini Station, and they used to pick up these young Romanian kids, 14-year-old kids, and bring them directly into the Vatican. So basically, ciao. So they might tell us something, don't worry. But we will try to be the most diplomatic possible, sure, because sure. They are our friends, you know. Si, 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 nessun problema.
Piazza, non si possono.
Si, 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 si. We are here in Rome. My name is Leo Lion Zagami. I was born here on the 5th of March 1970 in what is known as the Vatican Hospital per excellence, which is the Hospital Gemelli where John Paul II used to go. I was born within this Vatican background, so I'm here actually talking about what I know best, which is my city and my Catholic background. It's power, and it's pure power. It's a pure power structure.
That's what O'Brien says in 1984 when he's torturing Winston. He goes, "We're the priest of power. We're total pragmatists. There's nothing we follow but trampling and being trampled upon."
There was once an American, I don't want to say who, a film director who came here, and basically we filmed something in a church. When they actually thrown us out of the church, the guy said, "But I believe in Jesus Christ." You know what the Vatican guy said? "We don't care about Jesus here. This is the Vatican." This September 2015, is very important because the Pope Francis is arriving in the United States of America, and is doing this officially for the first time to hush up the world government with his speech in Congress, with his visit at the United Nations, with what is really the conclusion of 500 years history of the Jesuits taking control of the Vatican. The Jesuit order was born 500 years ago with Ignazio Loyola, and since then it became the most powerful order in Christianity. Now they have their own Pope, even if they were kicked out from the Vatican for a brief time. And what they're going to be doing in September in the United States of America is critically important for the New World Order. A lot of people used to say to me, why are you mentioning the Vatican in relation with the New World Order? It doesn't have anything to do with one with the other. Instead, it has everything to do with one and the other, because as I showed to Alex Jones here in Rome, the Vatican is everything but a religion. It is a state, it is politics. And in this influential political game that you are playing also in the United States of America with the next president, the Vatican has, of course, their own candidate of choice. I know that a lot of people are talking about Hillary because she has also Jesuit connections that are very much out there, but Jeb Bush is the candidate of choice for the Vatican because he's a Knights of Columbus, he's a Catholic, and at the end of the day, he responds to a grandmaster, who is Carl Anderson, who sits in the seat of power in what is the Vatican Bank. The Vatican Bank, who for decades has been recycling money from drug cartels, from mafia, laundering this money. They have tried in the last few years to correct all this, and now they brought a more open Vatican to the world, where they claim that everything is transparent, but nothing is transparent inside the Vatican, and nothing is as it appears in the Vatican. So what is happening with this Pope, who is a communist? Of course he's a communist. The Jesuits invented communism. And who is somebody who wants to bring this world government scenario in with his own world parliament of religions, which is coming into fruition. All this because the New World Order doesn't want a specific religion to control all others. But in the end, there is actually somebody who is taking control of this, and this is the Jesuits and the Vatican here in Rome. Together, of course, with Israel, since the Second Vatican Council, they have made this deal, they've been linked together, and so that's what I'm trying to denounce for many years, that there is critically important to understand what happens in the Vatican to then understand the rest of the New World Order, including the Club Bilderberg. So the last few days I also let Alex into the variety of perversions that mingle and spring around the Vatican, let's say, no? They are part of this Vatican decadence, of this obvious Vatican decadence. For example, the gay lobby has their own meeting points, and the gay lobby in the Vatican has even a website, which is of course very secured, for gay priests. And they meet up at this library, the Feltrinelli Library in Piazza di Spagna, at the religious and philosophical section, every day around 8 o'clock. And then they go from there to what is the biggest gay sauna in Italy. But this biggest gay sauna in Italy is actually built in a building which is a property of the Vatican. And of course, the building is also was bought by Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, which is this character we just described, who is very powerful these days in the Vatican, and we call the Pink Pope. When it comes down to the sex cults in the Vatican, they're very important, because when it comes to sex cults, the link then goes directly with pedophilia and Satanism. Like even experts from the Vatican themselves admitted, there is a very close link between pedophilia and Satanism. And also a lot of priests like to perform themselves the satanic masses around Rome, and they perform them in the area where usually the Pope goes on holiday, near Castel Gandolfo, in the area where you have also Lake Nemi, in those forests around there. They perform these black masses, and there is Catholic priests who act as a satanic priests, because the moment in which they act as satanic priests is the moment in which they can really liberate themselves of other perversions. They can do drugs, they can go with women, with men, with everything, and they can do all kinds of things. So the sex cults are very powerful. Like, for example, we had in the Vatican, there is a guy who now even Pope Francis had to kick out of the Vatican, but Assange from WikiLeaks called him Jessica. That's his code name. And he was basically the master of ceremony for Pope Ratzinger. And he himself celebrated this really strange masses and rituals with drag queens present, just before going to then celebrate Mass with the Pope. This is and then there was a big scandal. There was a big scandal actually that went on and went into the news in Italy for a couple of days, when they discovered that near the Termini station, where now CNN is making all these documentaries lately to show that there is prostitution from these new arrivals, from the, you know, like the immigrants that get arrived in Italy, that they are bringing to Italy. Basically, CNN is showing that at the Termini station there is a lot of prostitution from minors, from young kids. Well, there was a scandal here in Italy at a certain point in 2013, I think it was June 2013, it went on the news for 2 days, then it was erased. They go into this My Bar and in these places around the Termini station to pick up these young kids. And then they used to have these ambulances, these fake ambulances parked in front of Termini station. And they used to pick up these young Romanian kids, 14-year-old kids, and bring them directly into the Vatican. This was, unfortunately, what is going on. And what I talk about also in my book, because, of course, this is stuff that came out in the news. There is a lot of evidence. And then the only thing is that at an international level, the media don't talk about these things. They don't report these things. So I'm trying to report on what is being silenced by the international media. And thanks to Infowars.com, we are finally reporting to you today. The media will never tell you the truth.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermail Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermail Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Supermail Vitality, available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
Still damaging your brain.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I was there at the beginning, inside the Clinton machine. I saw it all happen, from the corrupt to the absolutely corrupt. And that's when I thought about my father, who was dying of lung cancer, and what he would do if he knew the man I'd become. And then I thought about my daughter. What if the cocaine they were bringing in was to end up getting used by her? I hit my knees that day and asked God to forgive me. I wasn't a good person. I worked in special operations, Central America, South America. I did a lot of bad things. But I hit the bottom that day and said I was going to make up for it. And now, I just want to see these criminals brought to justice and get their just due. Not made president, but put where they belong. In jail. One thing about Hillary, Bill was just a good timing guy. But Hillary, she's an animal. Hillary is the one that I promise you, she pulls the strings. She pulled them in Arkansas. She pulled them in the White House when she was there as the First Lady. And my God, if she gets to be president, what you see out here now is going to change. We thought it changed with Obama. There's nothing compared to what's going to happen with Hillary. And I tell you right now, I will stop Hillary.
We've gone further than anybody we know of, and that's all we're going to say. And people can ask us 100 different ways and from 100 different directions. And we're just going to leave the ultimate decision up to the American people. I really just want everybody to take a deep breath and relax and just, you know, sit back, because here they come again. We're going to have to just ride through this as we have so many of these other false accusations.
Let me get the air clear about this. The email scandal, I believe, was brought out by the Clintons.
Now, I would be pleased to talk more about this important matter, but I know there have been questions about my email, so I want to address that directly, and then I will take a few questions from you.
You see, we knew running for election. You never want to run as the anointed one. You always want to run as the underdog. Now, it's kind of hard when you're building Hillary Clinton with all the hoopla and who they are now. How do you get to be the underdog? If you look at the email scandal, where did the email scandal come from? The New York Times. The New York Times has never been anything but a PR firm for the Clintons. Even if they had it, there is no way the New York Times would have broke a story about Hillary that could do damage to her. But look what she's done. They have used the email scandal to catapult them into an underdog status. Now, as we get closer to the election, when you get through the primary and you get into the general election, I can tell you, New York Times, read my lips. Go ahead and write the articles, probably already written. Write with when they get into the general election, you know what they're going to say? They're going to say, oh, we've checked all this out, and it turns out there was nothing to it. That's what's going to happen. It's all used to stage Hillary. Now, if you don't believe me, remember when Hillary ran against Barack Hussein Obama. She should have used our system then, but she didn't. She came in, and she was the anointed one, and he whooped her. She's not making that mistake this time. And by the way, if you notice, Hillary's also done the other thing you have to do at the formative stage of a campaign. She's going around, she's sucked up all of the money that's out there. So anybody tries to run against her, I hear people ask me, what do you think about Biden? I don't think about anybody. What are they going to run against her with? They have already laid claim to the money.
Once the American public begins to see the emails, they will have an unprecedented insight into a high government official's daily communications, which I think will be quite interesting. You may have seen that I recently launched a Snapchat account. Those messages disappear all by themselves.
You see, when Hillary gets in office within 6 months, according to the plan we wrote back in 1986, literally there's a plan called the 86 plan, and it's where we finalized and put everything down. Within 6 months, she will make Bill ambassador to the UN. When Bill gets to be ambassador to the UN, it won't be 6 months then. Because of the Clinton Foundation, what they've used the Clinton Foundation for, it won't be 6 months until he's made Secretary General of the UN. Now, can you imagine the power Bill and Hillary have? I mean, they will have achieved more power than any couple in the history of the world when they pull that stunt.
On January 20th, 1993, William Jefferson Clinton became the 42nd President of the United States. At the time, most Americans were not aware of the extent of Clinton's criminal background, nor were they aware of the media blackout, which kept this information from the public. As State Attorney General and later Governor, Bill Clinton in 12 years achieved absolute control over the political, legal, and financial systems of Arkansas. As president, he would attempt to do the same with the nation by bringing members of his inner circle with him to Washington. The hijacking of America was underway, and its impact on future generations would be incalculable.
It was years, years ago when I was picked up by a man named Mr. Whit Stevens, and Mr. Whit was the brother to Jack Stevens, Jackson Stevens, and they were the kingmakers in Arkansas. So they called me one day and said, we need to meet with you. And I met with them and they said, we need you to take a look-see at a guy that we think we can make governor. And we want him to be the youngest governor in the history of the country. So I agreed, and then that's when I met Bill. When I met with him, it was kind of weird because I was talking to him, and he was chasing after the waitresses. And I would try to get his focus, and all he would do is just chase after the waitress. Just watch, man, I want some of that, man, I want some of that. And it just went on and on and on. And finally to the point where I had actually gotten a little bit perturbed about it and said, man, this, you know, we got to figure this out. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was attorney general at the time. And so I went back the next day to Mr. Witt and told him what I thought. I said, Mr. Witt, this guy is a sexual predator. He's not just a womanizer. I mean, I'm telling you, this guy's sick. And he's a pathological liar. I mean, and I told Mr. Witt, I couldn't even make him tell the truth. And when it came to something he could tell the truth on that would be harmless to him, he still couldn't tell him.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Have you ever had a dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real? What if you were unable to wake from that dream? How would you know the difference between the dream world and the real world?
The answer is out there, Neo. It's the question that drives us.
What is the Matrix?
The Matrix is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Human beings are a disease. You are a cancer of this planet. And we are the cure.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy. When you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters. The very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it.
And our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You shouldn't trust me. I will taint the news.
Our propaganda was beginning to pay off.
Genetically modified sounds Frankensteinish. Drought resistance sounds really something you want.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
This is a full, dishonorable, scientific mafia warfare takedown.
Public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
These people are coming for everybody. I'm not going to wait around to be soft-killed. I'm not going to wait around and watch my family die around me. I'm going to die fighting.
Take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Stop being a moron. Stop being dishonorable. Within 15 years, they say, CNN, that everyone will be merged with machines or will be obsolete. I'm not gonna sit here and take it anymore.
Welcome to the real world.
I don't need to tell station owners, managers, and program directors that the American people are more upset and more politically awake than they've ever been. That's why Donald Trump, even if you love him or hate him, is so popular, because he's not reading off a teleprompter, he's not mincing words. And that's the reason that InfoWars and my syndicated radio broadcast over the last 20 years has exponentially grown. We now reach, not just in the United States, but across the world, 20 million people at least every single week. And in 2015 and 2016, I want to double that number to 40 million people, promoting a message of basic liberty and freedom that made this republic, the United States of America, the model of a free and prosperous nation worldwide. I'm a libertarian broadcaster. I wear my bias to tell the truth and to promote free market entrepreneurial liberty on my sleeve. Let me share with you another key point. InfoWars has a giant grassroots audience in every town and city in this nation, and they will loyally tune in to your broadcast or to your cable channel and will tell their neighborhoods, their coworkers, their friends and families about the broadcast. And so will we. We intend to promote channels that we're on a daily basis so we can push our giant internet AM and FM audience to your local TV station. In closing, let me tell you why I'm doing this. I already do 4 hours of radio a day. I already have internet online news. I already have websites that dominate not just alternative media, but mainstream media. Why would I want to then launch the next level and put this programming on satellite? It's because it's my responsibility. I must, like my forebears did, like your forebears did, reach out, trailblaze, expand, and defend this republic. I don't want to be, to quote Braveheart, many years from now, lying at home in my bed, wishing that I would have taken action against the unraveling of our freedoms. I'm making a stand. And I know that many station owners, managers, and program directors care about this country as well, and want to shake up the dialogue and get people talking to create a grassroots movement of liberals and conservatives and libertarians to come together and celebrate America and what made us great again. That's why I'm really doing this, because it's my responsibility, but also because I got a file in there of over 100 cable channels that have contacted me the last few years saying, please put it on satellite, please close caption it, please package it so we can carry it. And just since we turned on the satellite a few weeks ago, we already have more than 10 affiliates that are carrying the show. 3 cable systems and 7 UHF VHF stations. One of them is on basic cable and is a decades-old news and information channel in Houston, and they're getting a great response.
Yes, the feedback that I hear is, of course, it's refreshing for the simple reason it is totally different. And again, as I stated, they get a perspective from InfoWars that they do not get anywhere else. And for that, it's a very popular show on our network, or very popular channel, I should say, because it's a 24-hour channel on our network. And it has a tremendous effect, because people can't get this type of information from any of our other 250-300 channels that we carry on our network. Should be on everybody's cable television network.
Pick up InfoWars today. Whether you carry it on the weekend for 2 hours or whether you carry our entire lineup, we welcome you to visit InfoWars.com/affiliates or to call the phone number on the site. And one of our representatives from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas, will get back with you. InfoWars Live, the 4-hour radio/TV show, is absolutely free to air, and so is InfoWars Nightly News. You're even free to take excerpts of it for your own news programming. It's absolutely free to air. All we ask is that you not edit the pieces themselves. So you can take it in part or in whole, whatever you want. We just simply want to get the word out to the people and are very appreciative for you taking out the time to look at this information.
Alex Jones started his Access TV show in 1995. In 1996, he parlayed its popularity into a terrestrial radio show. The next year, he launched InfoWars.com, and by 2000, his voice was carried over 120 AM, FM, and shortwave radio stations. In 2007, he launched PrisonPlanet.tv, where he pioneered producing merging video and radio, a practice that is commonplace today. Now, InfoWars.com is the most popular alternative news website in the world. The Alex Jones channel on YouTube has over 1 million subscribers and over 550 million views. He was the first to put his over 20 documentaries on the web for free. The seminal Obama deception has been seen over 14 million times on one YouTube channel. And now Alex Jones wants to launch the InfoWars.com operation into space.
Well, here we are coming down off an epic 28-hour broadcast, Operation Money Bomb 2015. We cannot say thank you enough for all of your support. We sold some wonderful items in the auction. Congratulations to everyone that won those items. Brian Schnell, he was the winner of that one-of-a-kind gun there from Head Down. We were just having a great time here. I think you guys got to see a lot more than you thought you would. I know a lot of people said they learned a lot and laughed a lot as well. So we're going to show you some highlights of that. But first, I want to just let you know that Alex Jones is going to be extending the specials throughout the weekend. We still haven't hit that $1 million mark. So he's going to be extending the specials throughout the weekend. He's only going to be doing the free shipping until Friday night, though. So if you want to get those products and you want to get them at an even better deal, order them before the end of the night, tomorrow night, because after that, the shipping is no longer free. However, we will still be tallying up all those numbers and trying to hit that $1 million. Come on, be a part of history. Thank you all so much. That's it for the show tonight. I hope you all are getting a good night's sleep. I know we all are here at the InfoWars crew. And again, thank you. We'll see you here tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.